Welcome inside the film room. I'm Dustin Fox alongside Bernie Kosar. Bernie, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Did you ever play on Christmas?
Yes, I did. Yeah, matter of fact, we got to play on Thanksgiving, Christmas Eve, and Christmas Day.
Thoughts on playing on a holiday?
You know, I was so obsessed with football and so obsessed with winning the games. Yeah. And I don't want to sound not religious or anti-festive or that, but I was so focused on football and so excited to be one of the guys playing on those days. I loved it. I loved playing on those days.
Well, let's hope that the Browns can spoil this Christmas Eve for the Chicago Bears as we're going to take a look at some of the defense here. What overall, your thoughts, your impressions of the Bears defense this year?
Well, I think like we talked about some with the Bears offense, the Bears defense, tough, physical. John Fox, notoriously solid, tough, defensive guy. They like to get after you with the four-man pressures, having at least seven guys, but keeping them in coverage. He doesn't like to leave the middle of the field open. I think Josh Gordon will get a lot of attention. But because we've been running the ball so effectively the last few weeks, they're going to put the ball into Sean Kizer's hands.
All right, Bernie, you want to show us some tape?
Let's go.
A little pressure on this first play against the Carolina Panthers, and Cam Newton's one of the toughest guys, especially to corral inside the pocket, but the Bears do a great job here.
Look at Chicago's defense right here.
It's just what, a four-man rush?
Just a four-man rush. You could see it's too deep coverage. Look at the safety split, taking deep halves. The corners getting a little bit of a jam and riding with them. So they're really hoping to stop the run and stop the pass with their four guys up front. And again, the with a play-action pass by Carolina here, Carolina basically has seven guys to block four right here. Yeah, look at the pressure on Cam Newton and the result here, getting a sack. When you could get this type of pressure with four guys and seven cover, and look at his Cam Newton's options downfield right here. To the top of the screen, you got a double on your shake route. You got triple covered on the receiver coming over the middle. And then you have the backer taking the tight end coming out of the backfield. There's nowhere to throw. Only four guys rushing, yet Cam Newton's still under significant duress. That leads to a lot of turnovers.
The bull rush on this tight end is just going to pow, just push him right back into the quarterback's lap. And then he just sort of fights through the down to get Cam Newton down. And you're right. I mean, the coverage in the back end really is why Cam Newton's sitting here thinking, I got nowhere to throw the football.
But when you get a quarterback like Cam Newton that doesn't go down easy, like DeShone Kizer doesn't really go down easy, be careful now with the ball. The game's over. Sometimes you have to just live the fight another day.
Stay on the ground.
Yeah, because he keeps himself up. Now look at the other three guys eventually come clean and two of the three get a hit on him while Floyd is trying to strip the ball from him.
Well, Bernie and I hope all of you have a very happy and healthy holiday. Wouldn't you agree, Bernie?
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to everybody.
That was a look at the Chicago Bears defense.